Destroy! 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 Company! Destroy! 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 Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Destroy! Destroy! Destroy Company! Prosperity! Destroy Company!
Hi, this is Russ Purdy, and this is Russ Purdy Destroys Comedy. Although, we've gone through some changes. We're rebooting it now. We're changing it. The show didn't work the way it was. You know? I mean, I think I'll be some great Michael Parkinson-style interviewer, but then everyone will just come on and just be confused. They're asking, like, this is a show? What the fuck am I supposed to do? Can I just talk about my life or something? Can I just do some long story about a bad date I had once or something? I don't get this. Wait, are you doing a character? Wait a minute, you're out of character now. Wait, you're in character. People didn't get it. So now I think it's time to change it up. And the Late Night Party Boys podcast, that's coming back. That's coming back in a big way. So I think why not tie this podcast into that podcast, get some synergy going, and this is no longer Russ Purdy Destroys Comedy, this is the Late Night Party Boys post-show, post-game, and I am joined here by Damien Vosk.
Thank you, Russ.
Co-host on the other show, and we're now going to just like talk about like what we just talked about on the Late Night Party Boys podcast.
Really?
That's the entire show. This is the entire show
We've
now.
Gone full synergy. So we're just going to recap whatever you call what we just did.
Yeah. And I reckon that's going to be this show, the Destroys Comedy show, going on. And
so it's going to destroy the comedy we just did.
Yeah. If you can call what we just did comedy.
If you laugh, it's comedy.
If you laugh, it's comedy. So, like, I once laughed at someone who tripped onto a knife.
Oh.
I laughed so hard. He was bleeding everywhere.
Did you do anything?
I did record it on a phone.
I guess something's better than nothing. I mean, if his family want to sue for wrongful death and negligence of someone just leaving a knife on the ground, like, you've created that evidence.
Yeah, definitely.
You've done your bit.
I could have done something, but I decided to record on my phone instead. Boom. That's the type of social satire that Ross Purdy Destroys Comedy used to be known for, but now we're all about Late Night Party Boys and dissecting what just happened. What just happened? Okay, what did we talk about?
Oh, yeah, it is really synergistic in that you'd have to listen to the Late Night Party Boys to even understand what the hell is going on here.
Yep, definitely.
And you'd have to listen to that particular episode too.
Yeah, so this podcast is definitely going to be coming out like 2 weeks later than the podcast we just recorded. So you might listen to one Late Night Party Boys, then listen to this one, and we're not even talking about the right Late Night Party Boys episode. So
this could really mess people up.
It could be. So what I'm saying is just re-listen to every single Late Night Party Boys episode that's been released. Then the latest episode of this, and then you eventually pick up on what one.
Yeah, it'll come full circle and make sense.
And I say do that for every episode of this show. Re-listen to every Late Night Party Boys one. Because we might decide to do a post-show on the very first episode of Late Night Party Boys. Back when we had like a premise.
Those were the good days.
Good days. We had guests. We had a premise.
We put effort into it.
Yeah.
Not that we do put effort into it still.
I mean, turning on the microphone.
Hey.
It's a lot of effort.
Man, I have a full setup here now. I have to painstakingly clamp these microphones to a chair that sits next to a table. And then you're sitting on an exercise ball because we don't have a chair. And then I have to plug everything in, test the microphones.
Okay, so Damien's going to break the fourth wall and admit there is a lot of effort into bringing all this together. Because we're not doing this in the podcast studio. We're doing this upstairs in Damien's house.
Yeah. it's pretty well carpeted, so the sound quality is not terrible.
Sound quality is pretty good.
Yeah. So there's that. So recap the episode.
We just recorded.
We started off with talking about Pizza Boy fantasies.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So all the times I had a fantasy of being a pizza boy.
So, yeah, because you get a lot of perks. You get to eat all you can eat pizza.
All you can eat pizza.
There's no repercussions.
Garlic bread.
Yeah.
You get the garlic bread. You get to stuff your pants with garlic bread.
You get 1.25 liter Cokes.
Definitely. That's too big a Coke, what you say?
It's too big?
Fuck you.
What?
Not big enough,
Not
I say.
Not big enough?
Not big enough, I say.
Mike, you get a full 2 liter thrown in. They don't make anything bigger than a 2 liter.
Okay, then you got to piss afterwards. Then you piss Coke. But since they use Coke to clean up, like, blood and stuff, and, like...
Do they?
Do they? They do... The thing that's in Coke is, like, it's also in a cleaning agent they use to clean blood off a sidewalk or something.
Whoa.
Like, ambulance, paramedics, people do. So, what you do is, you use your piss to clean the blood off the sidewalk. You've done something.
I didn't realize ambulances clean up after the people they've treated.
Some people do.
Wow.
Some people just leave big, like, blood piles.
I feel like an ambulance, like, they got to rush them to the hospital 90% of the time, right?
Well, they have other people that do the cleanup, you know?
They got the cleanup crew that come out.
The cleanup crew, and then there's the people who...
They're not just like, oh, keep the engine running, I just got to get this stain out of the footpath. Like, oh, it's in there thick. There's a lot of brains in this.
Oh, boy. And meanwhile, I'm in the back of a freaking ambulance, and then the two ambulance workers are like, ha, well, you have to get used to the two of us, because we speak in Night in the Roxbury quotes.
What?
Now, did that happen or did it not happen? You don't know with me on this show.
I don't. I think there would be ambulance members that have bonded overnight at the Roxbury and only speaking those quotes. There's weirder things that have happened.
Yeah, life is weird. And I think that's what we try to achieve with Late Night Party Boys, is the two of us on the show talk about how, like, weird life is.
It's real weird.
It's really weird right now. And I think what we need right now is the observations of two honkies.
I prefer the term cracker.
Crackers. Two honky crackers.
Yeah.
To talk about how their view of life.
I mean, it's fine. Thank God we've finally been given a platform to do this.
Well, we're giving ourselves a platform.
Well, yeah.
So it's
no
not
one
like
gave it to us.
No one gave us the platform.
We had to take it.
Yes. Thank you. We took it.
We saw an opportunity, a gap in the market for two white guys talking on microphones. And we did it ourselves.
Yeah. We're like sisters. Sisters are doing it for themselves.
This is a sister act.
Yep. Not like the sisterhood of the traveling pants, though.
No.
I did ask previous guest Kimberly Twiner about that once. She weirdly didn't seem that happy about it.
What? How did you frame it, though?
I just asked whether or not the Traveling Sisters were like the Traveling Sisterhood of the Pants.
The Pants Sisters.
Yeah, did the Traveling Sisters share one pair of pants that magically fits all of them? I didn't get an answer.
I can't see why you would.
What do you mean?
And there's three of them. How can they just wear one pair of pants between them? They can get one leg into each side of the pants, but a third person in?
No, they wear the pants, like, at separate times, but it magically fits all of them. Haven't you seen Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 1 and 2? There's two of those.
There's two?
There's two of those films.
I haven't even seen one. I feel like, I haven't even seen Eat, Pray, Love. Is that a similar kind of thing?
Yeah, like what you do...
Spirituality or something?
You eat some food, you pray. You pray the food doesn't go to your love thighs.
And then the traveling pants won't fit if they go to the love thighs.
Definitely not. It's where love comes from. Eat, pray, love. That's the type of nonsense I would have done on the previous show, but this is the Late Night Party Boys post-show now. I think we're getting a little off track here.
All right, well, let's keep it on for okay.
Keep it on Late Night Party Boys. What else did we talk about on the show? How big a fan are you of the Late Night Party Boys podcast?
I love it. I think it provides some much-needed comic relief in a world where podcasts take themselves too seriously. I think a lot of podcasts out there, they're just all about, how'd you get your start? What do you think about this current thing that's happening in the world?
Okay, there's no need to sledge my podcast. You don't need to cut down my podcast to make your podcast like look better or something like that. I'm already changing this podcast. I know it doesn't work.
I just think you need to change it more.
Like how? How am I supposed to change it more?
Maybe get a committee of people to decide what the best angle is to take on it.
Right, okay. A committee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you just see things through your eyes. And they're biased. Definitely need six other people to tell you what you should be personally doing at any given time.
Okay, but where do I look for these people?
The internet, there's heat. Like, in Late Night Party Boys podcast, you talked about how readily you're willing to go to Reddit to get recommendations and criticisms.
Yeah.
And advice.
But that's for, like, stuff like my physical appearance. Well, clearly stuff needs to change there.
You can broaden it.
But my comedy.
Yeah.
My comedy's like a baby.
Okay.
Okay, and what you're suggesting is like my baby gets crushed by six other people.
I'm not saying crushed. I mean,
they're crushing
raised.
The baby.
I'm saying it should get raised by a community of people who all love each other and want the best for that baby.
Okay, but where am I going to find people who are like all in on raising the baby?
Have you gone to polyfinder.com?
No, is this a gag?
No, it's a real
website. Is this a gag? I'm not going on polyfinder.com.
How are you
going
to find people who are all loving and...
I'm not going to find... I don't want to find a parrot.
No, that's
I want to find people.
It's not for parrots.
Why is it called polyfinder then? Polyfind that cracker, right? Polyfind that cracker.
It's actually for polyamorous people who are in... multiple partnered loving relationships who would be interested in helping you raise that baby.
They don't exist.
But it's a real thing.
They don't exist.
Go to the website.
Okay, I want to give monogamy a try first, though. You know, I've never even been touched. Like, even a hand on the shoulder. I'm saving that for marriage.
I've shook your hand before.
No, I must have been drunk. I think you took advantage of me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why isn't this on the Late Night Party Boys podcast? This is interesting.
This is really...
You taking advantage of me and touching me when you knew I was saving touch for marriage.
I was a different person back then. I apologize for my actions. I know I took certain liberties at that part of my life and I made bad decisions and... didn't respect people's boundaries and maybe outstretched a hand when I should have really just looked at you and given you finger guns and said, hey, and I'm sorry for that. I hope you can forgive me. I now understand your wishes of not being touched till marriage and I respect them.
Okay, that's the type of nonsense that Ross Purdy Destroys Comedy used to be known for. Okay, that never happened. We're all about dissecting Late Night Party Boys podcast now. Would it work more if I, like, rang up Chris Hardwick? He always hosts those type of things.
What?
Like, you know, after Breaking Bad, after Walking Dead, whatever. Let's get him on and then he can listen to...
What did he do? Oh, he just dissects things.
He just hosts shows where they talk about the show they just watched.
Fuck. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
Like The Bachelor Unpacked.
Yeah, well, I thought you loved The Bachelor Unpacked.
I don't even watch The Bachelor, let alone want to watch people unpack what I didn't watch.
Why not? Some say it's like almost as good or even better than the actual Bachelor. It's sort of like The Bachelor Unpacked is like the Heart of Darkness documentary to Apocalypse Now.
Well, it's just that, like, they're just saying conversations that I'd rather have with my own friends, let alone watching people who have been forced into fake friendships on a couch have the same conversations.
Yeah, but TV networks know these days, no one has friends.
Yeah, it's true. With Netflix, with Uber Eats, with Menulog.
This coronavirus.
With iTunes.
Coronavirus, you know what I mean? Yeah, I've been hiding under a table for the past 3 months.
Yeah.
I haven't been releasing this podcast because I've been hiding from coronavirus.
He's only just come out.
I just come out. I now have a shotgun. And if coronavirus just goes anywhere near me, I'll go fucking shoot it in the face.
You always need to be prepared.
I know. Every time you cough, and I shoot the cough.
Good thing is the shotgun has a good spray of the pellets. Like, if you buy a handgun, that's not going to take out a coronavirus.
No, definitely not.
The coronavirus in the droplets in the air, like, it's traveling. Sometimes a sneeze is 80, 100 kilometers an hour straight towards your face. You got to think quick. You got to have a wide range and a big spray to get rid of that virus. You need a shotgun.
And yeah, you get arrested for earning a firearm. I keep telling the police, I'm trying to protect myself against coronavirus.
I told you you can just get a duck hunting license and it's legal, but you refuse.
I know, but because coronavirus isn't a duck. It's not a duck, Damien.
But you can own a rifle if you say you shoot ducks.
But I don't shoot ducks.
But they don't need to know that.
I shoot coronavirus.
Yeah, I know you shoot coronavirus for self-defense.
I'm spitting on this microphone right now. I should shoot the microphone.
Don't.
Right?
It's expensive.
Shoot the microphone, right?
Don't. Put the gun down.
Okay. Sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'll shoot it when we stop recording.
Yeah.
It might ruin it if I shoot it now.
Or I can Glen 20 it. Alternative. I've got a bunch of Glen 20 everywhere. Like, I Glen 20 everything these days. I Glen 20 the toilet before I sit on it. I Glen 20 my hand before I touch the toilet paper. I Glen 20 the toilet paper before I touch the toilet paper. And then I Glen 20 with my butt. Glen 20 my butthole. It stings, but it's worth it.
Is it?
It's better.
Better safe than sorry.
Better safe than sorry, exactly.
Right, okay, I get it. I get what you mean. And this is great. The fact that we were able to get this out of the Late Night Party Boys episode we just recorded. See, people were like, you're not going to get anything by talking about an episode of another podcast you do with a co-host. And I said, no.
It's like a snake eating its tail, they said.
And I said, I love snakes eating tails. You ever watched a snake eat its own tail, Damien?
I can't say I have.
It's like seeing the face of man as he sees his God for the very first time.
I have no idea what that looks like.
It's like a religious experience.
It's like seeing the light?
It's like seeing the light. The snake eats its tail, eats its entire body, pukes itself out into a crucifix shape.
Wow.
It's like a religious
experience. Sounds beautiful.
Religious experience.
I hope I can have that experience one day.
Hopefully.
You know?
Maybe we should dedicate a Late Night Party Boys podcast to you having a religious experience akin to that.
But we can definitely have that.
See, this is the flexibility of this post show. We can talk about what we want to do on the main show. And then you people who listen to this and who go back and listen to the next episode of Late Night Party Boys, and they see, oh, they did something with Damien having a religious experience, like the snake, you'll get it. And the people who don't listen to this, they won't get it.
It's like behind the scenes of the genius.
It's like an audio commentary, but no one does audio commentaries anymore because it's everything streaming.
Oh, yeah, people don't do that anymore. Unless they release it as a special, like...
Yeah.
Months after. I'm pretty sure, like, the Avengers Endgame has, like, probably Paul Rudd doing a commentary. One of them. Oh, no, there's one that has the Fuck, the guy in Ant-Man. The other guy in Ant-Man. You know, he's his best friend. He runs the... He's, like, in the van and he picks him up. He's the camera guy. Oh, no, not camera guy. The fucking... Yeah, the security cam business guy. His partner.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Yeah, he does a commentary special, I believe. Like, there's one that got released.
Yeah, I heard they got Paul Rudd to do something, but they accidentally showed him Clueless. So when you play the audio commentary for Ant-Man, you just hear him commenting on Clueless. It doesn't match up that well.
Be pretty entertaining, though.
It is interesting, because it actually kind of syncs up a little bit.
When they're talking about that walk-in wardrobe in Clueless?
Yes.
And it's Thanos wearing that glove?
Definitely. Does get confusing when he's like, okay, so working this day with Alicia was a bit weird. And every time I'm just thinking, who's Alicia? This is Ant-Man.
Oh, Ant-Man. Do you watch the Marvel films? I don't pick you as someone who watches them.
Yeah, I watch them.
You enjoy them?
Sure, yeah. I enjoy them enough.
Enough to keep watching.
Yeah, enough to keep watching and sink me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a theater experience, I suppose.
Movies are coming back soon.
Soon. I hear they're re-releasing Bad Boy Bobby.
Are they? What?
The Australian classic where the guy is raised in a basement and his mother rapes him.
What? I've never seen that. I've heard people reference it.
And he goes on the road, he becomes an indie rock darling just by shouting out all his abuse that he's received.
Isn't that what art is?
Yeah, but people don't realize he's being literal about it. People think he's just being like metaphorical. But no, he really was raised in the basement and his mother raped him.
That's intense.
It's intense as shit.
That's really into. How was this made back then?
Isn't this an Australian film too?
And it takes a lot to make Australian films interesting, but I think they did it. I might watch this. This is. I've heard it referenced enough times that I think I probably should watch it.
Like, I might eventually watch it.
Oh, you haven't watched it?
Maybe.
What do you mean? You just told me the whole plot line.
I don't know, man. I feel like I've seen a lot of things.
Did he just spark notes this? Like,
yeah, I spark notes it, I think.
What?
Again, my memory is so shot. I'm just blaming it on a corona.
You can't blame everything on corona.
Yes, I can.
You can't.
Yes.
You can't blame everything on corona. It's just because it's, you know, just because it happened and it is happening still. You can't just blame all your life's problems on corona.
I have for the past almost 30 years.
What? It wasn't even a thing till last year. Like, that flat tire you got last week, that's not corona.
Yes, it is.
How?
Coronavirus got to my tire.
How did corona...
It now can't breathe properly, so it deflated.
Oh my God, I guess it is a lung issue.
Yeah.
Tires are filled with air. I see what you did there, but also, it can't affect tires.
Okay, well, explain that to my car that's outside right now. But I'm driving on with the flat tire.
You should really get it fixed.
No.
It'll cost you $30 for a puncture repair.
No. On a pizza boy salary? No, thank you.
Yeah. But it's going to be beneficial for your work. You need to keep driving that car to make the money, to make that dough from the pizza dough.
On a pizza boy salary?
If you don't have a car, you can't do your job, and then there's no salary. You're just going to walk the pizzas to houses?
It's what I've been doing lately.
Oh, God.
Takes a really long time. When I get there, everyone complains, but I don't complain once cold. I take a bite into that pizza, baby, into that czar.
But it ends up being cold, and you get hungry on the way. You got to fix that tire.
Okay, maybe this is a good talk topic for late night party boys, but maybe not a good talk topic for the late night party boys post show. And I'm not just saying that because I want to avoid the conversation And when it comes to a late night Party Boys recording, I'll tell you not to talk about it. And it's more of a conversation for the late night Party Boys post show.
You can't blame everything on coronavirus.
Yes, I can.
You can't. It's unethical. There are things that coronavirus didn't cause. You know? Like that fight you had with your mum yesterday. You can't blame that on coronavirus.
Yeah.
How was
that? Yeah, she couldn't breathe properly, so I punched her in the neck, trying to help her breathe properly.
Jesus. What?
I'm like, Ma! The corona got to you.
How would punching her in the neck help? Trying to punch out the corona? It doesn't work like that.
Yeah. I didn't want to shoot my mum, so I just decided to punch her in the neck.
A throat punch. You could have killed your mum.
Throat punch in the neck, baby.
That's not... It doesn't help anyone. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help her. It doesn't kill the coronavirus. It's a little microscopic thing.
Well, you know, I felt powerful for the first time ever punching her in the neck, so I'm probably going to keep doing it.
Jesus.
How long have we been recording this?
25.
Oh, boy. 25 seconds?
Minutes.
It's not nearly long enough.
It's minutes. Minutes.
Minutes?
Yeah. And how long does this new format of yours go for?
Well, it depends. I was hoping we can, like, get a good 5 hours of just really dissecting the latest Late Night Party Boys. Like that 5-hour podcast about the Gilmore Girls.
That exists?
There is one out there.
And it's 5 hours.
Yeah. At least one episode is.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you can get 5 hours out of Gilmore Girls, that's surface-level bullshit. You can get something out of Late Night Party Boys, I say.
Like, we definitely covered a lot of topics.
Yeah, definitely. Like Reddit. Reddit's a cesspool.
I've never really used it.
Reddit's a cesspool. I post pictures of myself saying, "Am I ugly?" That's what we talked about. Genuinely. Now, I got off of Facebook and Twitter recently.
And you felt like you weren't getting enough abuse, and so you turned to Reddit.
Yes.
You're like, why?
I could have posted a picture of myself on Facebook, asked if I'm ugly, and gotten a bunch of lies, or really nothing at all.
Yeah, just your friends.
I don't think anyone would have responded, to be honest.
The thing, like you just weren't, like, you just took a break from all social media, so you there was a few days where you're just like, wow, I'm actually feeling good about myself and enjoying life, and I don't feel like I've contributed to every single one of the world's problems. And then you turn to Reddit to ask them if you're pretty.
Yeah. That's what happened.
And how did that work?
Well, I changed my look because of them.
The look's working. We talked about it in Late Night Party Boys podcast. But the look
sometimes it's okay to ask strangers for validation and not get it. And work for that stranger's validation. I think that's what we learned. And I think that's a deep theme that we constantly go into in Late Night Party Boys. About our beauty and appearance.
And striving.
And striving
to be better.
To be better.
Yeah, I would agree. And that's... It's an important message. And it's a message you would have only achieved had you unpacked the initial podcast.
Yes. Now, it could have gone nowhere. But the fact we're poking and prodding this, like right now, we're realizing the thematic resonance of real life that Late Night Party Boys actually achieves. I'm liking this. We're actually getting to where I want this show to be. And we're not talking about, like, nonsense. Like, I need to fix my tire. Stop punching your mum. That's abuse.
No, you've definitely cut deeper and stumbled across something that's really meaningful. And you're doing good work here, Purdy. You've achieved something beautiful.
Now, you don't know this, Damien, but I want you on every week now.
Really?
Yes.
I have to check my schedule, but
Every single week. This is what the podcast is now. It's the two of us doing a post show.
I thought you wanted to just upset people in the Melbourne comedy community and burn bridges.
Okay, I think I've burnt all the bridges I can. I don't know if I can get anyone else on
my
podcast.
Am I the last person who'll work with you?
I think so.
Oh boy, okay.
To be fair, I don't know if I had any bridges in Melbourne comedy in the first place.
All right.
Did I?
Yeah.
Should I go on Reddit and ask?
Yeah, ask Reddit.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. You're bridges. You were liked. You were well liked. As a wild card.
Oh yeah, I got nothing to say. Really.
Yeah, but that's what makes you interesting. You're like, you could do anything.
I can't talk about the time I wore the wrong pair of pants to school and it wasn't fashionable.
That sounds like a legitimate bit I've heard from someone.
You know? And make that into a 10-minute bit.
I should challenge myself to pick the most fucking boring topic and try to do 10 minutes to stand up on it. And just try to make it funny. I mean, because that'd be a real skill. Like wearing wrong pants. You're like, well, that can't be funny.
It's not a fashionable trend. You prove them wrong, though. You prove them wrong.
Hmm. Fashion. I don't think I've ever really been good with fashion.
Fashion's a song.
A song?
It's a David Bowie song.
Oh.
Let's dig deep into this. David Bowie banged a 15-year-old, and that's apparently okay.
Did he do it when he was 15?
Maybe.
Okay, that's probably fine.
Okay, well, that changes everything then.
If they're both 15, there's nothing wrong with that.
You raise a good point. I'm glad we're getting into this in the post show. Because this is what we discussed on the episode.
Jerry Seinfeld dated a 17-year-old, right?
Yeah.
But was he 17?
We don't know. No one ever talks about it.
I want to know what his age was at the time.
What people don't know is that 17-year-old was actually Larry David.
Oh. Well, that makes a lot more sense.
And Larry David was always kind of just an old man. Like, even when he was a young man, he was an old man.
I can see that.
So, you know, it's fine.
7, just imagining just Larry David looking like he is now, just being like 14 in high school, but looking like Larry David. And just complaining. That's the concept. That's the entire concept of his show, right? Like
him complaining about things. Yeah. That's the whole entire concept.
Of Curb.
Of both his shows.
Yeah, of both. Yeah, both.
People complaining about things. In Curb, he's just decided to cut out the middleman, put himself on camera and complain about things.
Why would I get other people to complain when I can complain perfectly well myself? These people don't understand. I invented complaining.
He really did invent complaining. And I'm glad that you decided to Shanghai this podcast and turned it into like a Larry David examination podcast. I think that's really what people want.
Yeah. You.
Now, he was a writer. He was a writer on was it Saturday Night Live, was it? He got fired off very quickly.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
He was a cast member on, I think he was a cast member on Fridays.
What's Fridays?
Very short-lived Saturday Night Live ripoff. They wanted it, but they wanted it to be on Fridays.
Oh.
The famous incident where Andy Kaufman on live TV wouldn't read his script and then Michael Richards just threw a glass of water in his face.
Really? And this was all live?
Yeah, Kaufman decided not to go along with the script as a gag. And then there was an on-stage kerfuffle, and then they had to cut the commercial.
Fuck. Live TV used to be interesting.
Yeah. See, I don't do that stuff now because they just over...
Well, they have all the safety nets, right? Like, yeah. They have the dump button. They have, like, contingency plans. And it's like, live, filmed live, but it's always on a delay now. So if that shit happens, they just sub something else in, right?
And, yeah, the whole point of it being live is to have that sense of, like, oh, anything can happen.
Something's going to fuck up.
But, you know, they prepare so much. That's not going to happen.
The glory days of live television are behind us.
Yeah. I'm glad we shanghaied this Larry David examination podcast to examine live television.
You're welcome.
This podcast is like a babushka doll now. It could really be anything.
Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah. Do you have a... I've never had a babushka doll at home. I wouldn't mind one. They're kind of nice ornaments.
You know, I bought one once. Yeah. And then I kept, like pulling them out as it gets smaller and stuff like that. But then what was at the very end? What was at the end, Damien?
A solid one? Just a small solid
a
one?
A CD with Kate Bush's song Babushka.
Oh.
They fucked me up. They fucked me up, Damien.
I can see how you'd lose trust in babushka dolls after that point.
You know, Kate Bush only wrote that song just so, you know, she can, like, do a tie-in.
And sell babushkas.
Yeah.
Babushka dolls.
Just the same thing with that book she wrote the song about.
What book?
Wuthering Heights.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know so many songs.
So, hey, speaking of... I'm going to change tack again. I'm going to talk about... I finally watched it in the corona.
Oh, God.
Finally watched it. It changed the landscape of comedy in 2018.
Yeah.
Hannah Gadsby's Nanette.
Oh!
Finally watched it. Okay, so it
I
starts
like
off...
Shanghai'd now critical analysis of Hannah Gadsby's Nanette into this podcast.
Thank you. This podcast can be anything, and that's what I want it to be. It doesn't have to be just Late Night Party Boys.
You've broken the mold.
I've broken the mold. So I watched Hannah Gadsby's Nanette, right? And I just wasn't expecting it to start out so lighthearted and get so serious. Mm. Like, it's so lighthearted at the start, but then at, like, halfway point, she's just talking about, like, oh, I saw this chicken get smothered in the back of a Korean bus. And then, like...
What?
Wait a minute. And then later on, she goes back and says, wait a minute, hold on. That wasn't a chicken. That was a baby.
Whoa.
Oh, the mother, she smothered her own baby. She smothered her own baby.
I watched it a while ago now, and I do not remember that Korean bus part.
It was crazy. Like, they're in the Korean War. They're in the bus. The enemy's coming in. Now, she is telling this Korean mother, keep your baby down, keep your baby down. And then, what she didn't expect the Korean mother to actually smother the baby until it died.
I thought the podcast was mainly about comedy being self-abuse and feminist allies and her negative experiences with men.
No, watch it again. It's about how the chicken was really a baby.
I'll watch it again, but...
Then at the end, after all the time he spent trying to get out of Korea, Jamie Farr decides to stay in Korea when the war ends.
That's not how I remember it at all. It was, yeah, it was more like a joke, and then she deconstructed it, and then a joke, and...
Yeah, she did a joke about a chicken, then she decided to tell the actual ending to the chicken story. Wasn't actually a chicken, it was a baby.
I feel like she...
And then Mike Farrell thinks he's going to be going home, but he actually isn't going home, he comes back.
I think he... Explaining a plot to a movie that isn't that special. Maybe you...
No, I definitely switched it. No, I definitely, it was definitely in the net. Definitely started off being very lighthearted and then became serious halfway through. Okay. Some might argue preachy, but I think people need an allegory for the Vietnam War right now.
I think that it's probably been covered. Like it was 70s. She's probably dealing with something entirely different. Like her special's recent. I don't see why she would be talking about the Vietnam War. And why Koreans if it's the Vietnam War?
It's an allegory for the Vietnam War, but it was the Korean War. They say it's the Korean War, but we know they're really talking about the Vietnam War.
They're different wars.
The Korean War in this special was an allegory for the Vietnam War.
Why would they use another war to be an allegory of a war?
Like I don't know. Talk to them about it.
It'd make more sense to use like a farm or, you know, like Animal Farm, like for like with politics. It'd make more sense to do that than have a war comparing a war to another war because they're both wars.
Hey, talk to liberal Hollywood about this. Makes no sense. You know, then I watched After the Net after that, and it really wasn't as good.
What? So you did watch something different?
Yeah, After the Net. It's called After the Net.
Oh.
It was a spin-off that didn't last very long.
Ah, okay. I see what we've confused here. I'm still lost.
Yeah, I get that because this might be too cerebral for you, but it's what happened.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to have to rewatch that.
You got to have to rewatch it in there.
I'm going to have to rewatch
it. And we can
it.
Talk about this on Late Night Party Boys, and then we could talk about that on the post show.
All right. I guess same time next week.
You know what? I think about it now. I think this experiment didn't work.
Why?
Well, think about it.
Because I hadn't watched...
You hadn't seen The Net the way it was meant to be seen.
As an allegory of the war.
As an allegory for Vietnam War.
Does that mean we can't collaborate on the Ross Purdy Destroys Comedy podcast?
It's called the Late Night Party Boys post game now.
Okay.
Post show, post game.
All right. So we're still back.
Late Night Party Boys, it's still on. Okay. We're still doing that, but okay, I feel like examining it, I don't think you get things.
Well, I disagree.
You don't get that you can drive with a flat tire, that you should punch your mom to stop the coronavirus.
Well, I don't agree with any of
that. The net is about an allegory for the Vietnam War.
Well, yeah, we don't see eye to eye on that at all.
Yeah. Look, when it comes to, like, comedic riffing, we're great. When it comes to actually, like, real examination, I think we suck together.
Well, agree to disagree.
I mean, that's why it's not working. Because we disagree. If we both agreed that we suck or we didn't suck, we'd be great.
I'm going to go on Reddit and ask people if I have talent.
You should do that. That's great because that's a callback to the actual episode of Late Night Party Boys we just recorded. And it kind of brings it full circle, much like the full circle I am because I'm fat. And there, boom, another callback to a podcast listeners probably hadn't listened to.
Well, everything's wrapped up in a nice little tight bundle.
Yes. If you just admit that it wasn't a chicken, it was a baby.
Sure.
She smothered her own baby.
If it makes you happy.
She smothered her own baby.
She killed the baby. Fine, fine.
She smothered her own baby.
She smothered the baby.
It's the horrors of war.
Okay.
You don't get that. That's why you're out of here. You're out of here.
Right.
This has been the Late Night Party Boys post-game, post-show. Tune in next week for a regular Ross Purdy Destroys Comedy.
Ross Purdy Destroys Comedy!